Lilienquist was unapologetic about holding the event where he debated pre-selected video clips of Senator Hatch on policy issues. He said the incumbent's refusal to engage in more than one debate between now and the election won't stop him from getting his message out.
When Senator Hatch was first running for office back in 1976, and he made it to a primary where the delegates of the state put him into a primary with Jack Carlson, he challenged Jack Carlson to 8 debates. And they didn't do 8 debates, but they did several debates. And, one of the tactics Senator Hatch used was he would debate anyway. We're just doing the same thing.
Lilienquist staged the mock debate for almost an hour, having his campaign staff play video clips of Hatch compromising on issues ranging from federal spending to education funding.
In the middle of the No Child Left Behind was President George Bush's first initiative. Most Republicans voted for it. I voted skeptically for it.
After each video clip, Lilienquist presented his rebuttal.
There is no role for the federal government in public education.
In a statement, Hatch's campaign called Lilienquist desperate. The incumbent appears to be spending more time campaigning for Mitt Romney. Hatch is scheduled to appear with the Republican presidential candidate at a fundraiser in Utah Friday afternoon. Terry Gilday, KUER News.